This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's Uma and Ezra on the all-new evening edition, 5:35 p.m. Sean Tanis joins us in the studio as we take a look at the markets. But before that, Sean, the Inland Revenue Board, IRB, they're saying that all property transactions in Malaysia using cryptocurrency are subject to the real property gains tax. What details do you have on this?
Yes, IRB confirmed that such deals fall under the Real Property Gains Tax Act 1976, actually. And this means under the law, the buyer and seller have to disclose that their transaction details, in fact, to the IRB. And they made the statement in response to a land plot purchase by two Sabah businessmen recently. And they are now investigating if both of them have declared the deal legally. But the key point is this. They are not saying you can't use digital currencies for such property transactions. As long as you pay the property gains tax, then it's fine.
It's a brave new world out there, right? Nobody knows how to deal with this.
We're trying to sort of figure out these solutions like kind of on the fly.
On the fly. Okay, now I understand that the property deal also attracted a lot of attention because it involves one of Sabah's top tourism entrepreneurs. Is that right?
Yeah, a little bit, because it shows digital currencies growing influence within local business community leaders. And based on the report by The Star, the man behind the deal is Alexander Yi. He is a resort operator, a turtle conservationist, and owner of Malaysia's first and highly successful Rumah Terbalik in Kota Kinabalu. And he says it was just an ordinary sale and purchase agreement, but it was done with bitcoins. And he added that due to the process is the process includes a legal certification by lawyers and application to transfer the land to from the Sandakan land office. So I believe we'll have more updates on this later this week.
Yeah, this is new territory that a lot of folks are entering, isn't it? As it's quite an opportunity, but also a lot of regulation to make sense of, which is kind of the antithesis of what a cryptocurrency tries to do, right? To sort of take out the middleman out of most equations.
Yeah.
Sean, let's move on to stocks. Pohuat Resources Berhad's share price is in focus today.
Bursa closed up 0.2% at 1,826 points. Pohuat's share price fell to 1.49 ringgit after a fire broke out at one of its factories in Muar. Trading was halted at that time from 10 a.m. and resumed an hour later. And the furniture company says production activities are running as normal and it's currently assessing financial impact from the incident. Pohuat recovered a bit at the close just now and it closed down 1.9% at 1.54 ringgit.
Sean Tanis, thank you very much for that market wrap. Folks, it's 5:37 p.m. Uma's taking on all your tweets via BFM Radio on Twitter as well as WhatsApp messages 018-789-8899. If you have anything to comment on some of the stories, 03-7710-9000. Talkback happens on the evening edition all evening.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.